is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No. Back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 at the annual Christmas party. Having a good old time as suspects and Pastor Crane is having a shot with the rest of the people. As everybody's having a good old time, you can too. I just love the fact that Crystal Collins is in the building for 10 minutes and there's already shots being had.
Nope.
She is going to be in some kind of rare form in about an hour.
Nope. Not doing it.
They want you to.
Not doing it. Not happening.
You know why? Because precedence was set. Last year they got to you.
Yeah. How late did we stay? You stayed for a while, too, last year, huh?
Yeah, we stayed till almost the end of the blitz last year.
Are you staying this year?
I'm going to stay for a little bit.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to go, so or otherwise I would stay and hang out and drink.
I mean, you give Crystal Collins an hour with an open tab, and there's a chance that she once again will be forming something that looks like a hat on top of Granado's head. Some of those pictures last year, Crystal. I'm just saying. After that last segment, I just thought I should just let you guys lead the rest of the way.
No, where you want to go.
I just think it's kind of silly if people get upset when we're so complimentary of our listeners all the time, and there's just a few that deserve it.
What you going to do? People get upset. What are you going to do?
Did you see, by the way, that we had, you know, we've talked about here on the show several times that this Peloton commercial kind of had a life of its own.
Right.
And everybody was talking about how the fact that it was sexist and
Did you think it was sexist?
I didn't have any problem with it.
Did you think that he was fat shaming his wife?
No, I mean, a lot of times I think it's just a discussion that the couples have and say, you know what, depending on where you live, if you have a gym membership or not, you can just say, hey, you know what, let's get a bike for the house.
If you got Lisa a Peloton for Christmas.
She'd love it. She wants one. Yes.
See,
she would love it.
See, so the outrage is not indicative
of
the thought of most
people.
It's like
people. So many things in life these days. It is what you make of it
and
your own personal take of it, but until you know, like, what's the true...
I feel like the only people that really got upset about it were out of shape people.
I knew you were going to say that, and I'm shocked that you said it that way.
Why?
Because I thought you were just going to say yeah.
I feel like, but I mean, like honestly, like you said, like Lisa's in shape. She exercises. If she got a Peloton for Christmas, she's not going to be upset.
Soaked.
And you know, I got Nora a treadmill 1 year for Christmas, and she wasn't in great shape, but she wanted one, and so I got it for her. And like, it's not that big of a deal. People are – every excuse to get offended nowadays. Any excuse
crazy,
to get offended
it?
Nowadays. People are going to jump on it. I just feel like they took it way too far. It's just a commercial for a product.
Now, we've said about the entire commercial. So that was the first stir. Then the lady that stars in the commercial ended up getting – she probably benefited the most out of all the controversy because first she gets the second commercial – for, was it Ryan Reynolds' alcohol company?
Correct, the gin company.
She
and then
gets
she got
that,
the Bold and the
then
Beautiful.
Then she got a Bold and the Beautiful role.
Right.
So she got an acting job out of that. So not to be outdone, because at sometimes, especially in the 3 o'clock hour, we have a tendency to bring up things that have to do with adult industries.
Right. Oh, no. Did she get offered a porn gig?
Now Soul Cycling is about to get a lot more exciting thanks to the O-Seat. Careful, Barry.
It's
it's described, a titillating new seat cover from a porn company called Cam Soda. The cheeky seat cushion has a pouch that allows users to insert a sex toy, allowing them to pedal their way to pleasure. It comes in 3 colors, and it retails for just $29.99.
What?
So they've.
Why would you want to impale yourself and exercise at the same time? What do? Who's like, you know what I really want to do right now? Have some sex and work out at the same. No one's doing that. But with yourself, no one's like, I want to have sex with myself and work out at the same time. That's not a thing. No one does that. Why? How is this going to sell? I mean, no one's buying this, right?
Well, so what did we say? It's $29.99. We said the Pelotons
$30.
Are what? What are the Pelotons are like $2,000?
At least $2,000.
$2,000 or $3,000 for an extra $30. You can get yourself a colorful, cushiony ability to take multitask. I guess we should say.
Wow.
Cam Soda has also thrown out an offer to Monica Ruiz, the star of the Peloton wife commercial, and they've offered her to be the face of the O seat. In so more ways than one.
Do you sit on her face? Is she on the seat, or is she just the spokesperson for the seat?
I would think that that wasn't worded very correctly, but I would think that...
So she's just the spokesperson.
They said it would make the great stocking stuffer.
Oh, it'll
stuff, more than a stocking, I can tell you that, depending on what toy you're using. But
that's
interesting. So this company is obviously trying to capitalize as well, but Cam Soda, who I guess is a porn company... is now in the bike seat business for Pelotons, and if you need a vibrating seat that's cushiony and is going to get you to do your 3 miles a day or whatever it is, there you go.
Wow. That's disturbing, to say the least.
In many ways, yes.
Yeah, it's just not something I think about when I'm like, man, I need to shed a few pounds.
And while I'm doing it, I'd like to...
might as well bang a few out. Like,
shed
nope.
a few... shed a few other things.
Every ounce counts?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Don't know.
That's as close as I was going to get. I knew you might take me home from there on that one, but
that's so weird.
So there's out there. So if you're Christmas shopping right now and you're looking for that unique, one-of-a-kind gift that someone on your list would need.
I'm just going to get Nora the seat. I'm not going to get her a Peloton. I'm not spending $2,000. I'm just going to buy her the $30 seat.
Now, if you get the right bike, I mean, if you've got your bike with some kind of, I would think you need batteries or power, right?
You know, our we've had Dusty Slay on the show.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember if I told this on air or not, but he was on the David Spade show, and they were talking about the Peloton bikes and how their people are upset. And he said, listen, if you really want people to buy these Peloton bikes and use them, just make the seat look like Rob Lowe's face, and then... it was the most, and Rob Lowe was on the show.
Oh,
Rob
no.
Lowe was sitting there when he said it.
Really?
It was outstanding. And Dusty's a clean comedian, so for him to say something like that was outstanding.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was pretty awesome.
Did you also see that? I know you're a Wheel of Fortune fan.
Love it.
Vanna has filled in recently.
She was terrible.
I saw you had mentioned it to me, and then Lisa had it on the other night when it was they were the only station on because the other two were doing the whole impeachment thing.
Right.
And I was like, oh, no, this is one of those episodes. And it took me all of like a minute and a half to go, oh,
nope.
No. Yeah, she's...
she was awful. She doesn't even know how the game works. It's like, what have you been watching for 70 years, Vanna?
Yeah.
She spun the wheel for the final spin. You know how this goes.
Yeah.
They give the wheel a final spin. And it's the first marker to the left is the one Pat uses. And then you add $1,000. She's looking at the middle marker, which is bankrupt. And she goes, oh, no. My first spin on the wheel and it's bankrupt. And then she goes, oh, wait. That's the wrong one. Sorry.
Oh, and you know what?
Like,
they tape the
show.
Oh, my
God.
You
could have totally
right?
edited and respun.
That's crazy. Now it comes
out
that.
It's terrible. It's garbage.
They said that.
Vanna sucks.
Pat had just excruciating pain and needed a surgery, but they didn't think it was that big of a deal. Now Sajak's out on Good Morning America. Thought he was going to die.
Oh, damn.
Until they found him the right... they briefly got him medication that finally subdued the fact that he thought his life flashed before his eyes and he was done.
Oh, damn.
Can you... I understand Vanna for a couple of days. I don't understand how that show would have survived if Vanna had to handle that thing going forward.
I was telling of what Vanna does for that show because they got Minnie Mouse to replace her. If you could get a fake...
mime of a mouse.
She can't talk. She's a fake character in a Disney... and that's who replaced Vanna White. Not another model, not a hand model, not a supermodel. Minnie Mouse.
Wow.
Like, your job is pretty much not important if you got replaced by Minnie Mouse.
So, needless to say, if Alex Trebek decides to just...
Wheel of Fortune is over with.
Yeah, I mean...
Pat Sajak. Once he's done...
I'm saying, so she's not going to be the replacement for Alex Trebek on Jeopardy either.
Oh.
If she can't handle the wheel,
no.
There's no way she's handling the Jeopardy board.
Definitely not.
So we need Alex to keep getting better and keep hanging in there.
Man,
because,
no
yeah,
kidding, right?
That's crazy in itself. So I just saw that story, and I know you were a Wheel fan, so I had to bring that up because I'm like, boy.
Hey, do you know who George Thurgood is?
Yeah.
This is very random.
Thurgood and the Delaware Destroyers.
But yesterday we were talking about.
You're going to tell me he sucks too?
No, I actually like George Thurgood.
All right, good.
But yesterday we were talking about the net worth of John Cougar Mellencamp.
25 mil.
Guess how much George Thurgood's net worth is? Do you think it's more or less than John Cougar Mellencamp? Or John
I honestly
Mellencamp?
Think it should
he dropped the Cougar, right? Just John Mellencamp
he?
Now? I think he dropped
the
Cougar.
Well, he dropped Meg Ryan, so then he definitely dropped the Cougar. How about that? Because that was his biggest overachieving moment. But
both Cougars.
Yes.
Because he used to go by John Cougar Mellencamp. Now he goes by John Mellencamp.
I would
more or less.
I would think less.
I'm bringing it up because it's way more.
Is it?
It's double. George Thurgood is worth $50 million for bad to the bone.
Oh, but
that's
he
like
had
the only
he,
song
no,
I know
no, no,
that
no,
George
no.
Thurgood had.
No, no, no. Was it two bourbons?
That's it. That's all he did. $50 million. That's
what
worth
was it?
$50 million.
He had two bourbons, one something, drink song. He's got he had some other songs, yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't hits like Bad to the Bone.
We'd have to Google his top hits. There you go. Yeah, look, Thurgood's had some hits. You got his concert T-shirt in the closet, don't you? You got a Thurgood concert T-shirt in the closet?
Man, I don't know. That surprised me.
But back
like,
in the day, unless the record label deals were different and he got more royalties, because his songs are still relevant to some degree, but I would think that he didn't make as much money as John Cougar Mellencamp.
I mean, John Mellencamp had some prolific hits versus, like, I can only name you the one George Thurgood song. That's it. And I can name you several John Mellencamp songs. So that surprised me a little bit, though.
Give me your Mellencamp songs. Little Pink Houses.
Little Pink Houses, Jack and Diane.
Yep.
What was the Wild Nights? What was the one about America? What the hell was
it is. Ain't That America.
Ain't That America. I mean that's what, four or five?
You want me to name them or are you gonna name
them? That was like four or five hit songs.
Okay. So I Drink Alone, George Thurgood.
Oh, I didn't know if you were naming songs or just telling me
one
Dear
bourbon,
Diary.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
I think I've heard that before.
Move It On Over.
No idea.
Yes, you have. You've
no
heard
idea.
It. Yeah, you've heard it before.
No.
Yeah, and
clue.
Bad to the Bone. And
well, everybody's heard Bad to the Bone. But that's the only one that I've ever heard of. That's what I'm saying. That surprised me that he would double up John Mellencamp.
Hand Jive. Willie and the Hand Jive. There's songs you've heard before.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Easy.
Halfway
I'm going back
jive.
To the Peloton.
Halfway through jive, and I was like, what is about to happen?
All right, well, we continue to roll through the final hour of the show. Again, if you missed any portion of this and you're under a rock, we are at Nick's place, and you should be too. It's our annual Christmas party day. Having a good time. Nick Berry and myself are here till 4. Blitz is going to be here till 7. A lot of the personalities that you know and love are hanging out, just having a good time with the listeners. You should be too. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Shout out to all the peeps here at Nick's place, as you guys are troopers. And for those of you that have made it all the way through from the Klein's Christmas party this morning all the way until now, extra shout-outs for you, ATX Hobo Girl, Des, way to go. Pink Valkyrie, Christina, way to go. Barry Laminack, close enough, way to go. We appreciate all you guys. Having a good time. Again, we're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7. Fred's here. Granado's here. A lot of the SB Nation guys are here. Juggalo Trey is here. Juggalo Trey in the house. I'm sure for a small fee, he'll do your voicemail. For an even smaller fee, he might do interviews. I don't know. Selfies and pictures. Trey, what are you charging these days? 25? I don't need to see your penis size. What, 20? Oh, and you're number one in my book, too. Trey's here as well, having a good time.
We're here till 4. Blitz to Black Sheep, drove all the way from Beaumont.
Yep.
Black Sheep on Twitter, all the way from Beaumont to hang out with us.
We saw him at 5 Under. He was
He was out at 5 Under. Yeah. He's come to a couple of different remotes while we were in Beaumont.
Donna came from about that far.
Donna as well drove all the way out here. Yep. We love you, Donna. Thank you for being here, as always. If you didn't drive from Beaumont, you're second place. That's just how that goes.
And as I mentioned, Nick from Nick's Place, done slaving behind the kitchen. Shout out to Nick, because he's now finally drinking with Granato and everybody and having a good old time. But the food is fantastic here. The Italian food is unreal. The drink special is fantastic. And remember this weekend, if you're looking for a place to hang out to watch sports, they open early for soccer. They're going to have the Texans on Saturday, all the NFL on Sunday, college basketball if you want that, and NBA. They got all the packages and all the screens. Stop on by, see Nick, tell him we sent you by, and have a great old time. But if you can, stop by today, because we're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7, having a good old time, hanging out, thanking all the listeners for all the support, all your ESPN 97.5.
So this is it for us for a week, right?
Yeah.
So are y'all doing anything big over the weekend or next week? You're going out of town?
I got a kid that's basically quarantined until she gets to 2 months old. So essentially, it was like really awkward last night because I got done with the show and got home, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to go for a run. I'm getting ready to put my running shoes on and change, and Lisa goes, whoa, what are you doing?
Oh.
I said, what are you
talking about? Oh, yeah. You were just talking about that on the show.
You did.
Yeah.
And then you already
staying home. So I'm like, all right, well, you can get ready with Taylor. I got, you know, some time. I'm going to go for a run, take a shower. The baby, she goes, no, Taylor says she wants you to go to the dance recital. I'm like.
She wanted daddy to go.
Yeah, but I thought by the time Lisa's like. So then I got to change
terrible
everything.
Dad.
I know I'm a great dad because not only did I go, but then I found out that Taylor's routine took all of about 2.5 minutes. The show was 1 hour and 15.
Wow.
I had to watch.
You had to sit through the whole thing?
All ages, from ballet to tap to hip hop.
Oh,
I'm going,
no.
You've got. So then when we get done, Lisa goes, now you know that I committed you
to. Was there any belly dancing?
No.
Okay.
Barry, that's weird. These children are all like under the age of 10.
They're hip hop dancing. That's weird.
No, but they already make a prerequisite before because
hip hop dancing is a lot of grinding and stuff, right?
Now the lady who's fantastic.
Am I not watching the right hip hop dancing?
She has danced with Patrick Swayze before. She's done all these things.
Oh, so she's bragging.
And so she gets up at the start of the whole thing and she goes, "I just want you to know, even with the hip hop." If it isn't a Christian-based song no gyration, we won't do it, which makes the parents happy.
Right.
But this lady's also – she's also a drill sergeant. Like, if any parent moves during the show, she goes, yo, you right there, put the phone away. We don't speak during our shows. This is the way we do things, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like – I walked in with gum. She grabbed me by the elbow and goes, Dad, you're going to spit that out, right? And I go, what? She goes, oh, there's signs all over the studio. We clean this place. I go, I'm not going to put it under a table. She goes, and you're not because you're going to throw it away right now.
Wow.
So I did
that. I
don't
know that I would let a lady like that boss me around, Joel.
So it turns out that.
Believe I would have to tell that lady I'm a grown-ass adult. And I'm going to do this gum or I'm going to wait in the car.
And they do a great job. So they did this Star of Hope fundraiser as well. And so Lisa said, by the way, you owe $10 because Taylor's going to have a picture with Santa. No problem. Paid for the picture, waited in line, got the picture. The printer went on the fritz.
The what?
The printer went on the fritz.
Okay.
You want to guess the only picture that did not come out till the bitter end?
So you had to wait the whole time?
Uh-huh. They go, at the end, we're going to give you 2.
Oh.
I was like, you can't make up
for the fact. How about you just give me my gum back?
Yeah, you can't even make up for the fact that I was there for 3 hours.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Rough night last night, people.
Go ahead and put that on my list of reasons why I don't want to have kids.
Yeah, because there's no dance recitals for cats.
That would be dope, though, right? Bunch of cats hip hop dancing.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe you can get the gyration put back in there. I don't know. It's just Yeah, and so then Lisa's like, "Do you know how bad it was that the baby was crying?" So I had
and you're like, "What?"
Because I had to drive the baby around for an hour. I go, "I'd have traded for you at any moment, and even halfway in, I would have made that trade."
Yeah.
So I survived that long enough to say that, but I was like, that's why it's rough. So we've got nothing big going on. I don't know if you guys do for the holidays. We're just going to be hanging out.
We get, like we talked about before, I have divorced parents, so we split up. We have to go to mom's house and then dad's house, so we're doing that this weekend, get it out of the way. And then, then it's just her parents and we're done.
Nick, anything big?
Man, I might check out the Houstonian. Steve Funnerhouse might help me out, so I might do a little staycation. I just don't know when. Because I've never had, in my entire tenure here, 9 days off in a row. That's absolutely insane. So,
really?
Yeah, so
awesome.
Tomorrow,
so
Saturday, Sunday.
So this will be the longest vacation you've ever had?
Nine days in a row? I've never taken that many days off.
So until then, what's the most you've ever taken off? Up until this 9 days that's coming up?
Probably consecutively, three or 4 days.
Really?
It's never been more than 4 days, yeah.
Wow. And how long have you been here?
8 years at the end of December.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been
a
minute.
Go to the Houstonian and count all the bulbs, the wreaths, and the trees, and report back to us.
The amount of detail that the Houstonian put on campus there,
that's crazy.
Is absolutely crazy. How many ornaments did they say? It's
like walking through a winter wonderland. It really is. They did a great job. So stop by and see that because we love our peeps, Steve and Solis, and the people at the Houstonian. But we're going to continue to roll through. We got a half hour to go on the show. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. You keep it tuned right here, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back as we roll through the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Again, we are at Nick's, and you should be too. If you listen to this show and you love all the shows from the bench all the way on through the Blitz and everybody in between, we love you, we appreciate you, and this is what this day is all about.
Except
for
Big Dog.
A chance to give back to you and say thank you to you. A lot of the other shows are all here, from the Sunday show, Moneyline, with Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan. Fred and AJ already here getting ready for their show. Granado's
still here, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely, if there's shows that you like and love and you want to be, just come by and say hi. Everybody's going to be here. Blitz is going to take it till 7 on the air. Patrick Creighton was in the house and a lot of the other guys. So we appreciate everybody.
Is
Patrick Creighton's still here?
All right.
Alex Gold still here? Lots of guys. So stop by and say hi.
I like it.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate everybody but Big Dog. He's too sensitive to be appreciated, so we don't like him. Yeah. But everybody else, we love so much.
Especially our suspects at this table right here. So many great people.
I don't know about them.
We love all of them.
Some of them aren't suspect, but they're sketchy at least. So I don't know about them. I don't like these guys that much. I don't know.
Titan Hugo wants some love, too.
Titan Hugo.
Pick me.
No, I do love Titan Hugo. He roots for a stupid football team, but I love that guy as a person. So there's
no
that.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, a lot of people, and always shout out Dave.
Can we talk about Tyler real quick, who ate a ghost pepper like a champion today? Like it was nothing. He said it didn't even burn. He said that the chili that they had from Cobos Q was hotter than the ghost pepper. I was like, that is a man right there. That he did it for sex, because really, no, not like sex, because he got diamond earrings for his wife.
Really?
Yeah, and so he ate a ghost pepper.
How does something like that happen where it just doesn't affect
you? That's so cool,
man. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It's going to affect him tomorrow. When
you got that right.
Well, his boo-boo's going to hit the water. You're going to hear it. It's going to be like,
let me tell you something. You want a coffee bar and a bar in your bathroom like Barry has? Because you're going to be there for a while.
It's going to be awful.
You're going to need coffee in the morning and a shot at about noon when you're still sitting on the throne.
Don't do that. Yeah.
It's going to be one of those days. I just want to let you know.
I'm telling you right now, if you missed the Klein's Christmas party, that portion of it, you missed a heck of a good time. John and Lance have been doing that for a very long time, man. And it's great to always see everybody out there. And We only tore one ACL this year, so that's good. That was
so we think. We're waiting at on the medical report.
We're waiting on the MRI results. This dude, he just folded like a cheap suit. I was like, oh my god, there's video out there. So
press conference says we're on to Christmas. We're on to Christmas and we're not dealing with
we're
that.
We're on to New Year's.
Yeah, we're
out of here. Yeah.
Thanks guys. We don't know what happened there.
Good times.
We're just on to Christmas and hopefully next year it'll be a lot better thing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Cobos Q was out there.
Cobos Q doing a great job.
Yep.
We love them. And of course, again, shout out to Courtney and her staff. The promotions team that does a fantastic job here all year round, but especially organizing something like this, because this isn't just like a 3-hour show somewhere or a remote that we're just doing quickly. Because there's so much detail into making sure you guys are happy and you get lots of fun things and T-shirts and prizes and things. There's a lot that goes into it, and she's been busting her tail on this, so we appreciate them as well.
She's the best, no doubt about it.
We're talking holidays, boys. Before all this got started. But Nick, you're just gonna 9 days off.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. There's gonna be a lot of drinking. That's not nice, Tyler.
That was not nice.
Not nice,
Tyler.
The Twitch feed we did not need today. Thankfully, for that moment alone.
Yeah.
The fact that Tyler sent a personal nonverbal to Nick that we just didn't
just
need
said
to see.
He's just gonna do a lot of spray painting. That's all. He's just gonna be doing a lot of spray painting. Got to shake the can. I felt like that's what that was. Just right? You doing are you doing graffiti now? Is that what it is?
No.
Just a lot of spray canning and
Nick,
going
it's
on?
Very rare that I see you flustered, but that got you a little bit.
Me off because I didn't expect Tyler to do that. Like when I looked up, I just, you know.
By the way, your technique is terrible, Tyler. Man, I don't know how you get anything done. Or painted or whatever.
So when you're handling the other ghost pepper, Tyler.
it looked
like when you were handling the other ghost pepper, it might need some work. That's what Barry's trying to tell you. I mean, it's all on the wrist. So with that said, and by the way, Crystal, at least either you, Dre, and Dustin, or Holly, someone will be doing something after the big game on Sunday. Eagles, Cowboys. We've got. It's crazy because we have so many suspects that we know by their team as well as their name.
Yeah,
we have just about every team. Titan Hugo, we know.
Right.
We know our Steelers fan Juan. Holly with the Eagles, our Cowboys delegation. Lots of them, but lots of big games this weekend, and I know there's lots of football
to be
watched.
Who you got? Cowboys-Phillies game. Who you got?
I don't know if the Phillies are playing. I think the Eagles got a shot.
I mean Phillies. I meant Philly. Cowboys-Philly game.
I mean, I'm not buying into the Dak injury, and I think the Cowboys are too talented. I think everything you look at with the Eagles, the fact that you can say what you want about them winning games recently, they played the Dolphins in the Rams, and they let both teams believe they had a chance. One case might be. I think the Cowboys. And I think
I'm with you. I think they win by a field goal. I think it's 24-21 ish. I think that it's a close game. They're both two pretty terrible teams.
Yeah.
They both play an ugly, bad brand of football right now. I think the Cowboys have the opportunity to play good football.
Yep.
They just have not.
That's where I was going. I was going to say the difference is the Cowboys roster says they should be better than they are, and if they get in, then anything's possible.
Yeah.
But the Eagles. Now there's this huge debate going on about whether Carson Wentz should be your quarterback going forward. It's too late for that. You let Nick Foles go, and you gave Carson Wentz all this money. And when you look at the roster, you're like, you know what? You could do better roster-wise, too, to put players around him. But I don't think Carson Wentz is someone that you pull the plug on.
So do you think that they should have kept Nick Foles and moved on from Carson Wentz?
Before the contract for, I think it was a discussion you could have had before the contract was set. But, you know, again, Carson Wentz was a guy that was MVP before he tore his knee up.
Right.
So I think they made the right decision. It's just that, look, their secondary has been awful.
Nick Foles won you a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz could have won an MVP. And I think there's a big difference in that. You had a guy that, once he got to the playoffs, could handle his business.
Yep.
Versus a guy with a ton of potential whose ceiling was the roof, but you didn't know if you could count on it.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I get, you had to make the decision that, look, we've got Carson Wentz, he's young, we have to see if he's a franchise quarterback. But at the end of the day, I don't know if that was the right move.
It's a tough call because, look, here's a veteran that showed he had what it takes to get you where you needed to go with composure in big games on the big stage, because you make a great point. You talk about a guy that could have won MVP, but you don't know how he would have been in the playoffs,
no.
And he'd never been there before.
No.
So then the other thing was, you got one sample size to say he won a Super Bowl. The following year, they weren't going anywhere, and when he took over, he almost got them there again.
Yeah.
That's something that tells you, hey, look, depending on how big you want that window to be and how many times you think you're going to have that opportunity, There's a guy that's proven that every time you called his number in a big situation, he stepped up.
All that said, and Nick Foles loses his job again to Gardner Minshew.
Awful in Jacksonville.
And so if you're the Eagles, you look at that and you think, well, maybe you made the right call from the standpoint of, okay, we're going to see if Carson Wentz can be a franchise quarterback. But, like, winning short-term, maybe Nick Foles was the right move. If you thought, we still have an opportunity to win one more Super Bowl, maybe you go with somebody who's done it.
Because we see how quickly the window closes.
But,
we talk about a team like San Francisco that looked like they were going to have a 5-6 year window. Harbaugh, the coach, Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback. They looked like they were just rolling. And then all of a sudden, just like that, boom, it's gone. And you know, we keep talking about teams that were like on the cusp of doing something great and saying, well, they're going to be there for the next 3 or 4 years. And the next time you turn the page, you're like, what happened to them?
Yeah. It's a weird deal in Philly right now. It's a weird deal.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
You had a 20-plus point lead in the Super Bowl, and everybody thought, God, with Matt Ryan and all those weapons and two running backs and that defense, for the next 3-4 years, they're going to be the team to beat. And boom, just like that, poof, they're gone.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see.
At least they're a 7-point favorite over the Jags. I think that game is going to be closer than people think. I don't know if it's 7, but, I mean, I think Atlanta wins. Seven's
that's a lot of points.
The Falcons have been playing better.
Here's the thing I don't understand.
They can always regress
in the Texans game, right?
They've got it in them to regress.
I understand that Jameis has been throwing it around the yard and 400-plus yards last week and all that other thing, but he's missing two of his three receivers.
Yep.
Mike Evans is out.
Chris Godwin is out.
Yep.
So when you look at it, you say, I understand that everybody thinks Tampa's going to give the Texans a game. If passing is what they do and two of the guys that are hauling him in is gone, I just don't see how the Texans don't
win this
game.
McKinney's out, so that is a difficult loss for the Texans as well. I think offensively these two teams are very similar as far as the points that they can put on the board. I think this game might actually be pretty close, right? Like, when I do my stupid little spreadsheet, it tells me that this game is probably about a 26-26 game, which means offensively and what they allow defensively, when you look at that, they should put up the same amount of points. Now, it's weird because the Texans are a 3-point favorite. But when you look at the matchup predictor on ESPN, ESPN says there's a 54% chance that Tampa Bay wins this.
So
it's almost contradicting itself, but that tells you just how even these teams are, which seems weird to say. Because you feel like if you watch these two teams that the Texans are a much better football team. They've got sexier wins. They've got the better record. But Tampa Bay can put some points up on
them.
Especially against a weak secondary.
But again, you say all those things, and I don't know how they factor in all those details, but the thing to me is if they're healthy, I totally understand and think that that's everything that you just said. But when you're taking away the two weapons that have gotten most of the yards for Jameis Winston and done what Tampa Bay has done for most of the year, then I think that I reevaluate what that point spread should be and who I think is going to win. And I think it always comes down to, for me, if the Texans can run the football, if they can get some balance for Deshaun Watson, and of course, obviously, they have to protect him. But if Hyde can run the football consistently again for another week, then I think that the fact that as long as he has his full complement of receivers and he's got Stills and he's got Fuller as well as DeAndre, I just think that the Texans should win the game by at least a field goal.
I'm going to give you a crazy number because you make a valid point about missing Godwin and missing Mike Evans. How does that affect the offense? Last week, Jameis Winston threw for 458 yards. Yep. Without Mike Evans, Godwin did play. But if you take away his 121 yards that went to Chris Godwin, I mean, that's still over 325 yards passing. Without those two guys in the offense, there's something about Bruce Arians and this offense that can, and Jameis Winston, that can put points on the board or at least move the football.
And he did it back-to-back, 450 plus two games in a row.
Yeah, so they can still put up numbers on you. They can still, you know, they're going to move the ball. Now, whether the Texans can be a bend-but-don't-break defense and maybe hold them to some field goals or not, I don't know. But I still feel like this offense can do some things because we really don't know what this Texans secondary is. Well, they show up for a couple of weeks, and they look like they're about to turn around and be one of the top 10 secondaries in the NFL, and then they crap the bed against the Broncos. You don't know what this team is.
You can say that about the whole team.
The fact
of the matter is you can flip a coin from week to week and say, hey, guess what? Which Texans team's going to show up? I don't know. And unfortunately, the other thing is, aside from the win against the Patriots at home and a win against the Colts, they've played worse at home, at least, than on the road. I feel better about this Texans team playing a complete football game on the road than I do at home. And I feel like that could be an advantage to them because, for some odd reason, they just haven't played very well at home this year.
What is their record at home versus the road? What is
I know that they lost to Carolina. Like, I know they lost to
Denver. I feel like
their
home record has been they're 5-2 at home, 4-3 on the road.
I just feel like, but in terms of the way they've won, I didn't feel solid about the way they played the Colts. I know they didn't play the Broncos well. I know they didn't play Carolina well. I know that they squeaked out a Jacksonville
what's
win.
What's weird is their two losses at home were against two pretty bad football teams in the Panthers and Broncos.
Yeah.
So it's more of the continued win, win two, lose one kind of scenario that they've been. We don't know what this team is. They haven't put together any kind of run outside of two wins in a row. So we don't know what this team is, but they just continue to be unpredictable.
All right. So what are you going to predict?
I think I have it. What do I have it here? I have. I have it as like I told you, 26-26. I think it's a close game.
Ends in a tie?
No, but I think I could see something like 27-24 Texans.
I definitely think the Texans win. I said by a field goal. I could see them winning by six.
Yeah.
But I'll take the Texans.
I mean, the spread is three, so I'll say 27-24.
Okay, there you go. Nick, what do you got?
I think the Texans win by a touchdown, man. We mentioned the two wide receivers that the Bucs are missing. Those are two, like, potential 1,000-yard season wide receivers that they're losing out on, and I think that's huge. I think Deshaun Watson coming back to that field, the first time he's been back to that field since he led Clemson to a national championship, I think that's huge. I think the fact that the tight end trio has been doing really, really good. Darren Fells, I think, has the second most touchdown receptions in the league this year. So I like this game for the Texans. I think they win by at least a touchdown.
There you have it. Little football breakdown. We've got one segment to go on the show, and then we're going to get up out of here, turn it over to the Blitz. It's the Usual Suspects on a happy holidays Christmas party edition from Nick's Place, ESPN 97.5.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And there is a player on the name. His name is Nick Falala. And not lying. I'm not lying. Yeah, his name is Nick.
Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing, and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hi. We're back for the final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we're getting ready to turn it over to the Blitz. So the party don't stop once Fred and AJ begin, because that means they're going to take you all the way until 7 o'clock. We've got a dear friend we're just going to call.
You guys can't tell me nothing right now. I am on cloud nine.
Our good friend Rando.
Yeah.
Rando has stopped by.
The garden
You're
god.
Welcome, Barry. That was your Christmas present. I'm done. I've done my job.
You set that up? It wouldn't be the text that
I set up the
he
initial
and I
meeting.
Exchanged.
I broke. I mean,
nice try, Joel. Look, Mr. Regifter is like,
hey,
I set
Nick,
that up.
Hey, Nick, let me ask you a question. Does any of that happen if I don't make the initial Facebook message to bring those two lost souls together?
You're the matchmaker. You're the matchmaker, Joel.
We'll be back in 2-2. I'm Chuck Woolery, and this is Love Connection.
We met on Gardner's Meat. that is the man, the myth, the legend right there. We're not going to say who
it
is.
No, we can't.
We can't.
But we'd love to, because he loves the show. He just gushed about the show.
He is if you love Lawn Talk, let's just say this. You love Lawn Talk, my man?
It's Dave.
Lawn Talk fan? Right?
Dave loves Lawn Talk.
Tyler?
All of you guys are now, you've lost your suspect
Two
card.
Minutes ago, you were practically cussing this guy out for having the Bruce Springsteen t-shirt, and now all of a sudden he's cool, huh?
But if you love Lawn Talk, that is the man right there. So, that's good times.
The commander-in-chief is in the building.
David Gow showed
David
up.
David Gow is here. We love him.
going to be drunk by the end of the blitz.
Yep, so always great to see the boss in the building. If you guys love what we do, it's all because of that dude right there.
That's right.
So shout out to David Gal.
Gal Media.
We love David Gal, so we appreciate him.
All right, Joel, you're laying on a little thick there.
Your show, Barry. Take us home.
Little thick, but no, just kidding.
But no, since this is our last show before the holidays, we do want to make sure we give shout-outs to everybody and say thank you. We appreciate the support that you give us,
yeah,
you give the station, and the loyalty is just unbelievable. The fact that you guys come out to everything, you support everything, you participate every day, we love you for that. So it's,
we do
it's
indeed.
Fantastic.
We do indeed.
And with that being said, fellas, I mean,
yes.
We kid around a lot,
mm-hmm.
but this show has come a long way in a short period of time. And
you're not going to cry, are you?
No, not at all.
I don't want you to
say
be
that,
ugly crying right
you know,
now.
I know Thanksgiving is the main holiday for all of this.
Yes.
But look, as I look at just reflecting back on a year that was crazy for a lot of ways, the thing that was one of the best bright spots in all of it was the way that we kind of came together as a show and put it together and started. Yeah, we saw some results, but I think more so than anything, we saw results between the three of us.
Yeah.
And it's been a hell of a lot of fun, and that's
rallied.
What's cool. When you get it to the point where when we show up for work every day, we look forward to it and we have fun, that's the most important thing. So
absolutely.
I appreciate y'all. I think.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a great Christmas. By the way, just got to give an update real quick. Buffalo 24, Charlotte, no one cares.
I think you could have stopped at Buffalo and no one cares. And
yeah.
The show's over, so by the time Cody tweets about it to us, we're going to be off the air.
Only the degenerates and the gamblers
AJ's here.
Care
he
about
cares
that.
About Buffalo.
That's it.
No, not the university, just the football team?
No one.
Yeah, okay.
And thanks to Demetrius. He wished us all a Merry Christmas. And same to him. He couldn't be here today, but another one of the ESPN listeners.
And when we talk about the fact that when Demetrius went out with all those gifts.
Yeah, dude.
When
Very
I got
cool.
home last night, and he
yes.
gave me that diaper bag, and I thought, you know, it was just cool enough that he gave me a diaper
bag. That
was
very nice.
When you open up all the pockets, there's a first aid kit, and there's Band-Aids and wet wipes and munchies for the baby. Like, so much thought went into that.
So a first aid kit, wet wipes, and munchies. Did he get anything for the baby or just you?
No, just me.
What?
No.
See what I did? That was, huh? That was comedy 101 right there.
I take back everything
Flipped
I said. If you're listening on the podcast, just skip over what I said prior to that because it doesn't factor in anymore.
Now
it's absolutely
you
hate over.
Me.
So we're not doing that. Yeah.
Now you
so
hate me. I
we got
it.
That going for us, which is nice. Manny, my El Jefe, by the way, gets a special shout out because dude has not only been with us since day one.
Yep.
But the fact is that he's the Terminator. With
Why?
With gifts on the spot, if someone comes at us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
The hammer comes down. Not that hammer, but, you know. We appreciate our suspects a lot. So Merry Christmas to you all. Happy holidays. Shout out to Klein's Finds Jewelers this morning.
Yes.
Always do a fantastic job. And, of course, the Adult Olympics in the parking lot where a lot of flesh was pressed to a lot
Man.
Of asphalt just to win some jewelry. But that was exciting. And, of course, all the fun and games continues with Fred and AJ. Shout out to Nick's Place. Great food, better environment. And we appreciate everybody. That
Thank you, everybody.
Everybody throughout
yeah.
the year. So
Thank you so much.
With that
Thank
being said, I don't know where we are on the clock, but
we still got some time.
Well, okay,
we got a couple minutes.
Wrapped it up, so.
Unless you want to go home early.
I mean, that ain't gonna hurt my feelings.
Okay, I'm up. It's up.
Barry's the only one that has to go, honestly. So
yeah.
Nick and I are gonna hang out, so we're gonna be here for a while. So hopefully, we'll get a chance to do some more. Donna's happy because I mean, she's got an 8.5 hour drive home.
Right.
So
she's
staying. You're going home. Okay. Yes, sir.
Well, who do you have in your Packer game? We got to get to that. We've talked Texans. We talked Cowboys,
Eagles. I think the Vikings are going to win at home.
You do that all the time
just
to be able to say, like, it's almost like a reverse jinx.
I picked
like
Milwaukee last night, and they won. Everything I said about
true.
The Bucks game won.
That's true.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think Minnesota wins, probably 24-21.
Okay. Is that what your
Something
spreadsheet
like that.
Says?
Yep, 24-21. Spread is 5.5, so if I were wagering on the game, I feel like the Packers can cover that. I think this is a close game. But, I believe in Minnesota. I believe in Kirk Cousins.
Well,
now,
no
Dalvin Cook is bad. It's bad.
Yeah, but they've got several running backs.
Yes.
They've been able to run the football. The bigger thing is ever since they got in Cousins' ass, he's been
yes.
slinging it around the yard. That's
Plenty
big.
Of talent on the offensive side of
and
the ball
defense.
Without Dalvin
yep.
Cook.
Yep.
Although, it's not like if the Panthers were missing Christian McCaffrey. That's a big loss. Minnesota, I'm not saying it's easy to fade a loss like Dalvin Cook, but Boone stepped up in his place, had a couple of touchdowns last week as well. So I expect him to at least be somewhat productive for that offense.
Nick, who you got?
Especially against Green Bay. They're not. That's not a good defense.
I hate the Packers.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I resemble that remark.
No, I think the Packers are going to win. I like the Packers in this game, even though they're on the road. And I know the Vikings have, you know, been playing okay lately.
Nick, you get 9 days off. That was fantastic. Congratulations. All right, with that being said, we want to thank all of you guys, the listeners. Have a very Merry Christmas. We'll see you guys
after
the holidays. And before
Merry
we head to the break,
everybody.
I do want to tell you all about the good people at Twin Peaks. If you're looking for a place to get out of the house before the holidays, after the holidays, or just to watch bowl games while people go shopping and your relatives are driving you nuts, one of the five area Houston Twin Peaks locations is right for you, because it's all the compliments of home with the Twin Peaks girls, who are outstanding to look at, and all the great service, all the games, all the sports packages, made from scratch, appetizers and main courses, 29-degree draft beers, and, of course, if you want to watch soccer, NBA, bowl games, and other things, they can get all the packages for all the screens for all the viewing pleasure. So if you do get out of the house this holiday season looking for a great place to have all the details taken care of for you so you don't have to worry about it, check out Twin Peaks. I'm telling you, five area Houston locations. Like I always tell you, it's eats, it's drinks, scenic views, got to be Twin Peaks. Stay tuned. The Blitz is next. Happy holidays, everybody. ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.